I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Hello, Sally.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
Oh, I'm full of cold, but do you know what would make me feel so much better?
Would it be a live record of this podcast?
Yeah.
When? When do you want to do it? When will make you feel better?
How about Wednesday, December the 8th, 2021?
Yep, that's fine. And whereabouts?
I'm going to suggest the Covent Garden Studios in London.
Shall we do just one record or two records?
Do you know, it's Christmas. Let's do two.
I mean, should we just say let's have Matt Richardson and that's confirmed?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to know about it, does he? But we'll just get him anyway.
Yeah.
We'll get him, Matt Richardson.
And we'll tell him. We'll tell him.
Well, let's spring it on him.
Order him.
Yeah.
And then march him to the venue.
Yeah.
Make him talk.
The other guest, I'm not going to tell you who it is. Happy Christmas, Sally!
You tell me I'm right. Is it Wednesday the 8th of December 2021?
That's correct.
Is it the Covent Garden Studios in London?
That's correct.
And Matt Richardson is one of the guests and the other is a Christmas treat for Sally.
Yes! I can't bloody believe it! I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid. Bonjour, Louise.
Oh, bonjour, Sally. Ça va?
Oui, ça va bien, merci. Je suis français parce que en France.
Oui.
La semaine dernière. Oui. Last week I was in France, Blue. Yeah, in the south of France. Yeah. Do you know what I love about the French?
What's that?
They're always just slightly pissed.
Oh, Sally, that's why we should live there.
Yeah, they don't binge like we do. They just constantly just slightly pissed.
I don't think we binge. We just top up. That's what we do.
That's what they do, but they don't top up as much as we do.
Yeah, it was what I was like the extreme version of that. I was in Ireland where people
binge.
Are binging. Yes.
Yes. How was Ireland? Is it fun?
It was great fun. I got to work with Bobby Devereux.
Of course you did. Because he's Irish, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Bobby Devereux. There you go.
That's him. I thought I was mixing him up with Bobby Devereux. But
off
it's Bobby Devereux. Bobby Devereux.
But it's Bobby Devereux.
Yeah.
Not Bobby Devereux off the telly. It's Bobby Devereux. Yeah, there you go. I'll tell you what else I've been doing. Been doing up the house.
Didn't ask.
Well, I'm telling you, I've got a new house. Don't know whether I told you that. Got a ghost in it.
Oh, great. Of course you have.
Young Edward was there yesterday, knocking plaster off the walls, as you do. I was working. He was destroying our new house. And the fire came on its own.
Oh, dear. It might be an electrical fire. Was it coal? Was it a wood fire? Coal, wood, or was
it's
it?
It's gas. It's a gas fire. Just came on its own. And then he was there today, came on its own today. It's weird, isn't it? And the doors were opening and closing on their own as well. So that's good. There you go.
I don't know what to say about this. I mean, there might be explanations, but I know that you like a ghost.
I do. Love a ghost.
So I'm just smiling. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Lou. Yeah. Okay, there's a ghost.
Yeah. Anyway.
Have you named the ghost?
Ghosty.
Oh, that classic ghost name.
Classic ghosty. But I'll tell you what, though, I'm still slightly biling up the drink that we've just had with Poppy Hilstead.
She was great, hey?
I mean, if we can go out with her, please, that would be great. I would love that. Yeah. Yes, please.
I don't know if we'll live at the end of it, to be honest.
I don't.
But at least it will be fun. Yeah. Our last day on Earth will be fun.
In Louth, though, it'll probably be in Louth.
Yeah, then you can still live in your house because you'll be a ghost.
Great.
Let's have a listen. Hello, Poppy. Poppy Hilstead. Full name.
How's it going? Full name. A lot of people say my full name.
Have you got a middle Poppy name?
Louise.
Louise. There Poppy, you go. Louise Hilstead.
I'm part of the gang.
Yeah. How are you?
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. I've got an injury. I've got
an injury,
as I was telling you, about the carpal tunnel syndrome I've got now. So I've got a brace on.
Yeah.
Left arm now.
Sally's just dying to play Top Trump's injury with you here. She'll go, I see your carpal tunnel and I'll raise you my labial.
My shoulder impingement, my labial tear. Actually, it's all on the right-hand side. Oh, and my, what else did I have? Labial tear, not a labial tear. Don't mix it up.
Oh, Munchausen syndrome, isn't it?
I have not got that, Louise, and you know it. But I've also had plantar fasciitis. But you know what? My nurse friend, she said, is that on the right as well? And I went, yes, it is on the right-hand side. They're all on the right-hand side.
Oh, my God. What's happening?
Yes.
So what's the tear? Is that in, is that in your...
Oh, labial tear.
Sorry, I'm opening up this Pandora's box of injuries.
No, she's probably got something wrong with that as well. Oh, God.
She didn't get a shoulder labial tear. Labral. I'm getting it wrong. Labial tear is when you have the babies. The labral tear is what I've got. But it's just a nick. Don't worry about it. It's just a little nick. But every now and then I can feel it in the groin.
Top trumped me. I was in A&E yesterday.
Oh, see, that's it. That's a proper injury.
But there was, it was full. And I was like, it's full of women. And they'd all, broken their feet. And I was like, that's from, Halloween, going out in little... high heels.
Yeah.
That's what I presumed in a very backwards sexist way.
I've seen
judging quite
this weekend. Where was I this weekend? I was all over the place. I can't remember wherever. Chester and Lincoln. I didn't know a pirate was a Halloween costume. Didn't know that.
There you go.
I've seen sexy scary Halloween pirate, but without the scary bit. Oh, actually, I say that she was quite scary looking, but the sights I've seen this weekend.
It's like a mirror, Lou.
Oh, what a cow. Poppy, tell us what your drink is. I'm sort of a little bit nervous about this.
Yes.
So I'm still thinking of that sick burn that Sally just gave you. Love that. Keeping it for myself.
You'll get used to it. You'll get used to it, please, Sally. It's so
Sally's
cruel.
Sick burns.
Yeah.
The drink I've brought to you today is come on the bar. There you go. Come on the bar. Yeah?
Come on the bar.
As in jizz on the bar.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh.
So this is from Samuel's nightclub in Louth, where I grew up. And
Where's that? Louth's
in Lincolnshire. Market town. Yeah.
Right.
So.
And that's
used to go there.
That's where I was yesterday in Lincoln, but I didn't see any sperm on a bar.
You missed
there.
Out.
There's a lot of older people, so I don't think they've got it anymore, have they?
It's dust probably on a bar.
Dust on a bar. So talk us through it then. So you've got shots of what is it?
Okay, so it's one part Baileys.
Oh, right. Do we put that in first?
Yeah, put that in first. This is what I've just done. I mean, I don't really know how to make this, to be honest. Sorry, I'm just going to give this a quick mix.
Okay. Right, I've got a little shot glass. So I do half of that and half of...
Yeah.
I think one part, I think all of it... Oh, no, hold on a minute. You're pouring it right into... Look what I've done. Hold on a minute.
What have you done here?
I poured it into a massive...
Oh, my God!
That's not a shot. That's a like bedtime drink.
Oh, half of my Baileys in there, but you've pre-mixed to make a pint of jizz.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you need to add your cream.
Cream straight. I've already. Do you know what? I've just gone ahead of everybody and I've shoved in the butterscotch schnapps. But that's okay, isn't it?
Can I just point out? I'm slightly lactose intolerant, so with the Baileys, I'll be shitting myself enough as it is. So I have omitted to leave the cream.
Oh, Lou, me, I'm lactose. I've got a bit of it as well, so I'm just gonna.
I haven't because
everywhere.
I'm not attention seeking.
Oh, Miss Labral tip, plenty fasciitis or whatever. I'm just pouring it straight in.
I've got myself a little shot. I found this. Look at this.
Oh, is that Prince Harry? William.
It's Prince William shot glass. Yeah, a nice little there you go. So I've got
You're
that
drinking
ready.
His jizz.
I am. Can't wait.
He looks a little bit like Diana's brother in that picture, doesn't he? What's his name? Lord Spencer, don't you think?
Yeah.
They are related. I suppose it's fair enough. Anyway, so
Do I stir this?
I gave it a little mix. Also, I wasn't able to find the butterscotch stuff, liqueur. So I just got a bar of butterscotch chocolate. I'm just going to sprinkle it. Crush it up and sprinkle it. Is that okay?
She's just as shit as me. This is making me feel better.
I love the fact this is your drink as well, Poppy, that you can't find. I went to great trouble to get it off Amazon, I might add.
I'm really sorry. I'm just going to crush it up now.
Okay.
So if anyone's following on at home, just crush it up.
I do have a chocolate Baileys as well. I could do a different one after, couldn't I?
Oh, yes. That's a good idea. I'm just going to sprinkle a little bit of this in the Prince William shot.
So was this what you used to drink then all the time in Louth?
In Louth.
Sorry. Looks disgusting.
it looks good. That's the thing. It's very thick.
Is that with ice in it, or is that all cream that
you've
done?
That's cream on the top. Did I put too much on it? I whipped it with icing sugar and vanilla extract before the record.
You did not.
I bloody did.
You made a chantilly. You've made a chantilly. That's what they do on Bake Off.
Look at that. I'm a chef.
There you go. Cheers.
Cheers, girls.
Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers.
Is it down in one?
I don't really know. Yeah.
Sally, you've got to drink that all in one.
No, I've got to drive a car. I've got to be in charge of a mechanical
vehicle. Mine's
all
right.
You sound surprised.
Bring back memories.
once again, you actually demanded we drink this, and now you're surprised.
The amount of times I've thrown up, come on the bar. It's honestly, that was the end of the night drink. It was like, right, I'm just going to get really ill now. Just drink a pint of cream.
So you would have a night out in, say the name of the place again, I'm so sorry, Louth.
Yeah.
So you'd have a night out in Louth, and what would you start your night with, Poppy? If you're ending on this, what would you start with?
Well, what I used to do was that I could get into Samuel's in Louth at about 14, 15 years old, so we'd go down there, but when I got to 17, they'd start IDing, so... If you think I was in the kind of 14, 15 age group, I'd drink just anything from my mate Linda's, like, I'm trying to think. Her mum used a very weak, beer that she'd get from a, I can't remember where it was, co-op or something, down that. Or just make mixtures of shit in a big bowl or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
And call that a cocktail.
Yeah, something's going on there. Yeah, nice little punch. Go out and then, Yeah, Samuel's has got a variety of drinks.
Is Samuel's a bar or a club?
Yeah, Sam is. So you go, yeah, go downstairs. It's very sweaty. It's very long. And then there's a secret entrance you can go in. Like, it's underground. Ooh. And then you go into another entrance and you go through a tunnel. And then you can come out in Cobble's bar. So,
ooh, I'm writing
interesting.
All this down.
Yeah, so write all down.
It's so the sort of place you can go as a child and it's completely illegal, but you probably get drunk and fingered. That sort of thing.
That's Did the you? Thing.
Did you get drunk and fingered?
Yeah, I've been fingered in Sammy's, yeah.
Of course you have. In your secret entrance. Yeah.
That's what that's what Cobbles is. Is it? Oh. Is that what you're
fingered in the cobble?
That's what I call my vag, Cobbles. I was just making it really like cryptic for you. And you got it. You got it straight away.
Yeah, great.
Through the tunnel to Cobbles.
So Sam is. I'm loving this. I'm loving the picture you're creating, Poppy.
Yeah.
Proper, like, small town bar, isn't it? It really is. Sam is with Linda, your mate Linda, after your big bowl of cocktails or whatever. Get down, Sam is. Lou's got a question.
How old is Linda? Because the name Linda sort of conjures like a 40-year-old woman. But was she your age?
Linda's my age, yeah.
She's is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
My best
good name.
Bud. Linda Dodge. Shout out to the Dodge family.
Okay.
Are they still in Louth, the Dodge family?
Linda's back in Louth at the moment. The rest of the Dodges are in Louth. If you ever get into trouble in Louth, tell someone you know the Dodge family and, you know.
Brilliant. I'm writing that down.
For you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'll direct us to Sammy's, won't they?
Yeah.
Meet
them at Sammy's. Tell them your issues. Like, I remember, like, someone drowned a duck in Louth in a carrier bag and... Tote Dodge found out and he went and beat him up and that never happened again. Yeah.
Never happened again.
Never happened again. Animal cruelty is covered by the Dodge Fab. They won't let it happen.
No. See, my question there is, why did he beat him up? My question is, was it a mallard? Because they're very...
It was a mallard.
They're very common, aren't they? They're very hard.
So...
I don't know. I think his name was Darren. He drowned the duck, but Tote Dodge is an animal lover. So it got back to him and he was just like, I'm not having that.
Darren isn't it funny? My gentleman caller has a history of a little bit exciting in the past, but he's a huge animal lover and he was, you know, vegan for so long. But isn't that weird that like that violent side... It's sort of like, and then you've got the don't hurt the animals side. So it's okay to beat
the
shit out.
Or their mum. Yeah. Don't touch my mum or the animals.
But it's fine for me to beat you to a pulp.
Because I can't talk about my emotions to other humans, but I can to animals.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Your training drinks then were anything weak that Linda's mum had stashed away. And then what did you progress to then? Because, you know, this is such a dignified and ladylike drink that we've got here.
Is this through the night? So we started off with the punch bowl, didn't we? And then you went to Sammy's and... Yeah, because this is the end of the night, isn't it? This cum shot.
Yeah.
Cum
this
the bar.
Is, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you'd usually... I mean, yeah, me and Linda would have a habit of... Okay, so we'd go down to the off-licence. Mm-hmm. We'd put on some glasses. Mm-hmm. Do you know, like that kind of thin, small glasses you used to get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get a big jangly set of keys, put a blazer on... And we'd walk into the off licence and be like, oh, could, you know, just got parked my car outside, that whole thing. Just, do you know what I mean? Build up.
Yeah.
Then we'd get the cheapest bottle of vodka and then we'd just go and sit on a bench and just down it as quickly as possible. That was always fun. Mm-hmm. Or another thing we used to do, which is really quite bad, would be to, there's a place called Hubbard's Hills, which is just a big, foresty, grassy.
Are these your boobs now we're talking about?
Cobbles and Hubbard's Hills.
Sorry.
I mean, I wish I'd ever thought about this. Like, I'm going to start, you know, these are the names of these places on me forever.
It's never too late. Never too late, Poppy. Name them.
Start on OnlyFans and be like, see my Hubbard's Hills and Cobbles if you pay a bit extra. But we used to go down Hubbard's Hills and we used to flirt, like you'd be walking, there's no lights there or anything, but you could always see a kind of silhouettes in the distance of just like boys getting drunk down there. And then we'd flirt with them. And then while one was flirting with them and being like, oh, look at my Hubbard's Hills, and like, oh, come down cobbles later, like that, the other one would sneak and steal their booze. And then we'd run away.
Great.
But then, yeah, we accidentally stole some sixth formers' booze, and then then they had a go at us, and we never did it again. But so that's the kind of thing we'd.
But they, if they'd have known you were mates with,
I know, Todge Dodge, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Todge Dodge.
Yeah, Todge Dodge.
Well, I'm getting the impression that you possibly will be the sort of person that Sally and I would like to go out for a session with.
Oh, yeah, good sesh. I'm trying to go through my head because I did I was on a podcast a bit ago and I told them some drunk stories and then we had to edit it out because it was too
bad. Well, we won't edit them out.
The one that I was telling them, which then they cut out, was that the babysitter gave me some baby sham to drink when I was like 11.
So great.
Is that bad? I mean, that is illegal, isn't it?
Because she
just... You're not naming her, and I can't imagine it was Linda or Tote.
It wasn't Linda or Tote. That was the first time that I, do you know what I mean, tried... But she didn't do it in a kind of bad way. I think I might have just drank some of it.
You see, if you're
without
like...
Without telling her.
I used to help myself to everything. So...
Yeah.
You do at that age, though, don't you, if you're curious about...
You do.
Stuff. Yeah,
and
of course.
It had a little deer on the front. It had like a cartoon deer.
It's like beckoning in the kids, isn't it? Oh, look, Bambi's here.
Hang on a minute. Let me just reach for something.
Here we go.
It's going to give me a flashback if it's the baby sham. Oh, no, you're getting a nice...
little baby sham glass with a deer.
Oh, yes.
That's encouraging children to drink.
Oh, yes.
It is.
It is.
Also, baby sham is about... as alcoholic as piss, though, isn't it? Well, so I don't think she did a bad thing.
I'm gonna say that she. I think I just took it to be perfectly honest, and then the panic set in because she was what I think the Matrix had just come out.
Did she give it to you like that?
She's injected it into me. No, she didn't. She's watching The Matrix with like a massive, I think a DVD had just come out. So it's a big block one. And I think I had a sneaky bit of baby sham. And then I saw the horror on her face as she was like, oh my God, I don't like, Poppy can't be drunk. So they asked me to walk on a line and I couldn't. I couldn't do it. I was like going everywhere. And I just literally watched two 15-year-old girls like have an actual mental breakdown.
Brilliant.
First time they've babysat someone, they're now pissed at the age of 11.
It's not
good. But you can edit stuff out, can't you?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. This is going to be a very short podcast.
Of course we can, Poppy.
It's just cutting straight to the end. You know what I said about the going down Hubbard's Hills and kind of like meeting up with people? Well, we met some cool older boys down there. Proper cool. And
so you were about 15, were you? And what were they, about 18 or something?
Older. They were that age.
Older.
Let's say they definitely
20s?
Weren't in their early 20s.
Okay, definitely not.
Okay, yeah. You know, it was one of those things where they were like, oh, yeah, like, you know, we're really cool. And these girls think we're, like, so fucking cool. And they had a flat and everything.
Ooh.
And a drum and, like, a set of drums and stuff. And for the whole summer holidays, we'd have parties there. And there'd just be random people there, like just an old, really elderly man or just like some random just people. But it was one of those things where they were like, oh, yeah, we're definitely using, like, we're kind of using these girls. And all. Yeah. But really, me and Linda were just like, we're just using them for the flat. So it was like a double whammy.
Yeah.
So,
everyone was winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It works both ways, doesn't it?
It does. And then at the end of the summer holidays, they were like, oh, yeah, you're coming out, we're having another party tomorrow night, like, it's going to be great, you girls, of course, are going to be there. And we were like, nah, we're going to go to school, we've got school tomorrow. And they were like, oh, right, so you're not going to, well, are you going to, like, come to ours and stuff? And we were like, nah, we need to do our GCSEs and stuff. We need to get an education, actually. Like,
yeah. That.
And then we were like, yes.
Woo!
Proper cool.
We've had
proper
a look cool. at a life without an education. We're thinking maybe we're going. Luckily, it's September yeah. and school's coming back again, so perhaps we'll.
Yeah.
Read.
It's
not.
It's like the Louth version of Stand By Me in the summer holidays, isn't it? You've just sort of gone randomly off, like, yeah, we've just gone and done our own thing for 6 weeks, but now we have to get down and pass our exams.
Yeah, yes. I just have to rack my brains. What about going up on some massive disused satellite dishes when you're wrecked?
Oh, not that again.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Massive disused satellite dishes, and we used to sit on them and watch the sunrise. That's quite romantic.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, did you take the booze with you?
Yeah.
Is this with Linda as well?
Yeah, it's all with
Linda's everywhere,
isn't
she? We love
Linda.
Linda
is everywhere. Or we'd get pissed in tents. We'd bring some tents to the AstroTurf. Do you know what AstroTurf is?
Yeah.
I don't think
How
I
can
really
you pitch a tent in AstroTurf?
Yeah, yeah, it wouldn't fall through. I think no. we'd just float around
that.
On there. Yeah.
That was the floor.
Yeah. I got stuck in a nature reserve fence upside down to try to climb over it, and some police picked me up and took me home. Right. That was humiliating.
What I love about these stories, Poppy, is you just give us the end result. You just go, oh yeah, then I was upside down. Oh, but we're thinking, how did you get there?
I'm just going through them in my head, all the bits.
Poppy, may I ask how old you are?
How old do you think I am?
Oh, God, I hate
think
this.
Of The Matrix. The Matrix.
Yeah, you were 11 at when The Matrix came
out. Oh, I don't know. 30-something. 30-something.
I'm early 30s.
Yeah, there
early
you go.
30s.
Okay. Fine. Okay. So, yeah. Like, in your 20s, right, so this is very school age. This is...
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of training here. So I'm imagining in your 20s...
You were in rehab.
You're pretty, you know, you've worked out that you don't want Linda's mum's pissy drinks. You've worked out that, you know, you can get done in the cobblers if you want to. If you want to. And in your 20s, I think when I was in my 30s, oh, here are grandma, I was experimenting. Oh, sorry, in my 20s, I was experimenting with wines at that point because I was pretending to be sort of posh and older. Did you ever get into wine and shit?
Well, actually, in my 20s, I moved to London. So think of going from tiny, tiny town with just Sammies and cobbles and then Moomins that was always getting burnt down, so you couldn't really go.
Just in case.
Just burnt down all the time, for insurance reasons probably.
Yeah,
but,
and that definitely had nothing to do with you.
No, it's definitely nothing to do with me. I promise I didn't burn down Moomins. But I moved to London and suddenly there's loads of, like, kind of cool people that, do you know what I mean? I could go on, like, dates and stuff without the whole town knowing. I remember I was telling someone the other day, I remember, like, going out and I was at a party at I think it was called the Peanut Factory. Do you know what I mean? A peanut factory. But there was a guy there and I was like, oh, you know, it's not someone I'd ever, like, meet in Louth, like, kind of suave and cool. No offence to any of the boys in Louth.
Poor old Tote Dodge.
I mean, he was no toke. He was no toke. But, I remember us swapping numbers and I was like, oh, yeah, this is like, I'm like Sex in the City, like, kind of. That's the thing as well. Back in Louth, me and Linda were like, we thought we were like the Sex in the City girls, when really it was just the most depressing thing. It's just like two 15-year-old virgins just... drinking come on the bar down Sammies,
like Samantha. No, if you're Well, not because you were virgins and we're not
more like, what's the, yeah, the other one, the one with the Charlotte.
Yeah. So when I got to London, I was like, I can live this life proper. So so this cool guy, and I was like, yeah, swap numbers. And then I went to meet up with him. I was wearing like a nice dress. I was like, okay, cool. And then he turned up, and I was telling my friend about this the other day. I wanted to go to like a cocktail bar and it'd be like cool and stuff. And it was like 7:30 or something. And he turned up and his shirt was completely open, and he was holding a dusty bottle of wine. And he had an old like Hemingway or something like that book. And he was just like, oh, sorry. Like, he was drunk already. And he was like, yeah, I've just been sat reading this on the...
Oh my god,
Lauren so staged it.
And I was like, and I was like, oh god. And he was like telling me about his poetry that he's written. And I'd never come across somebody like this, where I was like, oh my god, I hate them, but this is like quite interesting.
Yeah, this is a story.
But I hate them.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I ended up sleeping with him.
Of course you did. You're like, you don't have to give me poetry. Just get your knob out. Get me in the cobblers. That's all it is, isn't it?
That's all I need. I don't need that book. I don't need the dusty bottle of wine. I don't know where he got that from. I'm guessing it was just in his dad's cellar or something.
Was he in the park when you met him then? He was sitting on a bench, kind of. Not when you first met him, but when you met him for the date. Is that where you met up and he was sitting with his dusty bottle of wine?
He'd been sat all day after he'd done his some writing, as he said he was doing.
Yeah. He then sat
kind of like just mulling things over on a bench, and then had become drunk, and then came to meet me for our date. But I remember I got back to his, and so horrible. Like, it's so he had like a little single bed, and I was like, oh cool. And then there's this grease patch on the wall, like a massive grease patch, like by the top of the bed.
Oh, where his head had been.
Yeah. And I was just like, this is hell.
Did you go?
But see what the next day I was like, I'm invigorated. This is what I wanted. Oh. I wanted to...
I thought you were going to say, I got the next train back to Laos.
No, I was like, this is disgusting and traumatizing, and awful. But this is exciting. Do you know what I mean? I've got with like this gross like poetry guy.
Yeah,
I'd never be doing that back in Laos.
No,
do you know what I mean? I know what you mean. And it's a story. It's for the catalogue, isn't it?
It's for the catalogue.
Yeah.
It goes in there. So, my 20s were full of just like, just getting pissed, really pissed in London, not being able to find my way back properly to places, nearly dying a couple of times.
Did you ever go to, there's a bar called, Strawberry Fields or something, which is just behind Regent Street, which is like the place where I used to, when I was temping, temp in these really posh places, fuck knows out why, but we'd always go end up in this strawberry moons, that was it.
And moons,
yeah. And it was always sort of like, it's looked really like, oh, this is really cool. And then it comes 7 o'clock and they'd put out a load of peanuts, and then bang, everybody was getting fingered. It was just like, we're all lawyers and you're all like chief execs of this place. And it was like, there was definitely a cut-off point of like civilized, boom, everyone.
It's fingering time.
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
Fingering time.
Yeah, it was just crackers. I'd imagine that was the sort of place that you'd have...
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Probably have gone too poppy, but probably wouldn't have remembered.
I know. Had a finger down strawberry mains.
I remember, dude. when I worked in a restaurant in Canary Wharf, there was this horrible man, really rude, used to come in all the time. And then we would go to the bars when we finished work in the day and get really drunk, me and my waiting friends. And then we saw him, and I was like, because I was so drunk, I was like, oh, you, oh, you're so rude. You're so rude, always rude in the restaurant. And he was just a bit odd. And then anyway, yeah. we got really drunk and he was buying us drinks and we were buying him drinks. I don't know. Anyway, then he said, oh, I'm going to go home. So I was like, we're going to come back to yours. And he was like, no, you're not coming back to mine. We're like, we are. We're coming back to yours. And I nudge over in the taxi and he said to the taxi driver, you're dropping them off somewhere else. Like, I'm getting out and then they're getting up somewhere else. I went, no, we're not. I said, come on, Celeste, my friend. Let's get out with him.
Yes, we went Celeste.
Into his flat. She's a South African. And I was like, oh, this is great. Pour some drinks for us. I just marched in and made him like pour drinks for us, this poor man. And he said, and then I said, let's have a look at your bedroom. I wanted an insight into what this rude man's life was. So I went, let's have a look in your bedroom. And I went into the bedroom and I was jumping up and down on his bed. And then opening the cupboard. God. So drunk, having such a good time. And my friend Celeste was like, Sally, she's South African. Sally, we really have to go. I've got my period. And that was the end of the story. But it was so much fun. Oh,
interesting. You kind of hated him, but you wanted to.
Yeah, it was that sort of about him. That's what reminded me of it when you were saying you hated that man, but you just had to see it to the end just to find out this, to get the story. I was like, I've got to be in this man's flat. This is brilliant. And then
your friend had to go because she had her period.
I know. I was all set to stay the night.
And I love the fact that she's named after a contraceptive pill.
Celeste.
Yeah.
I have to go silly. Lou, we always do this. We always leave it to the last minute to do a listener story. Poppy, basically, we ask our listeners to send us drunk stories. Sure. And so Lou has one today.
This is quite a lengthy one, but I'll cut it down. This is from Kate. Love the podcast. Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. Although the spittoon question is a bit grim. She used to work at Granada Television in Manchester in the days of the Press Club. For anybody that doesn't know, the Press Club is kind of like this seedy, horrible Phoenix Nightsy place where a little bit like your cobblers or whatever it's called. She says, I was a bit of a lush back in the day. Well, everyone that worked in telly was. But then it's not as exciting now. We'd go for a drink after filming and quite often would leave the Press Club until it was time to go back to work. One night had a particularly heavy shooting schedule and I really went to town. I managed to get off with most of my work colleagues, lose a shoe and spent the rest of the night chatting to a man. By chatting to, I mean chatting at a man who was silent and he never answered back. When I eventually was ushered out of the club, it was about 6 a.m. A few hours later, we found out that a man had died in the Press Club and hadn't been discovered for hours. And I realised that was the man I had been chatting at for most of the night. And I hadn't realised.
What, she'd been speaking to a dead man?
Yes.
He was dead while she was chatting?
Yeah, he died in the Press Club. That story is a legendary story. I've heard that one before. So, yeah.
What the fuck? That's... Yeah.
I don't even know why we're doing this podcast when there are stories. No one's going to match that, are they?
Yeah, but the fact is, though, like, that was the sort of place I would imagine, like, your cobblers or whatever it's called. It's like anything could happen and nobody would know.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's been any deaths in Louth that have been like, I don't know.
You wouldn't know though, would you? Somebody be propped up on a satellite dish somewhere and you think, oh look, they're having a nice kip watching the sunrise.
I like it sounds like she's having quite a good time talking to him. It must have gone on for a while. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Maybe we need this. Maybe we all need to get with some dead guys.
I've got friends.
Have a full on.
Yeah. Where you can just talk about yourself. It's like a therapist almost, isn't it? Just a corpse. You can just chat away about yourself.
She probably just bored him to death. He's like, can't get away. So what shall I do? Oh, just die. Yeah. Just die.
Should we make a cocktail for her? We make cocktails for people. And we will do one for you as well, Poppy. We'll have to.
Yeah.
So it was a Press Club, Granada TV. Dead man in the cocktail, but something like.
Think. What do you embalm someone with?
Yes.
Absinthe.
Absinthe. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could have like a little absinthe.
Shot of absinthe in there.
I think just absinthe, because if you're out of your mind, then that's it, isn't it? We've already called somebody absinthe-minded before, I think, haven't we?
Absinthe-minded. Oh, what? You've already called a cocktail.
Yeah, or we could have a cocktail, absinthe without leave.
Oh, that's good. And it could be good.
Like, absinthe.
Dead
and...
man, or what about dead man listening?
Dead man dead listening. Man listening. Oh, yeah. Yes. So what's in good. It, Sal? What's in
well,
it?
Well, we've got the absinthe, haven't we?
Yeah. Everything. Everything.
I think it's a sort of bar as well where they have just little single bottles of wine, don't they? You know, the ones where you ask for a glass of wine and you just get a little bottle and they unscrew. Yeah. It's that sort of thing, bottle. Isn't it? So maybe we should have like a little bit of warm white wine.
Oh, no, and at the press club, you could only ever pay with cash. And if you wanted a beer, it would be a warm can of Red Stripe.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What about Red Stripe and absinthe?
Yeah,
forget the wine. Forget the wine. I think.
Idea.
Yeah, with a little bit of ice, maybe just to jazz it up, and a little umbrella. I don't know.
You guys know how to put a cocktail together. I've got no idea.
Dead man on ice. There you go.
Dead man on ice.
Yeah.
Perfect. Are you going to make a book afterwards of all the different recipes that you've come
up with? I think it's a good idea. I don't know if it'll sell.
I don't know about that.
So I'll buy it.
Oh, okay. The trouble is that. Both, well, I am particularly prone to blackouts, Poppy. So the chances of us remembering any of these cocktails that we'd have to listen to our own voices again.
There's nothing worse than having a blackout. I've actually remembered another story.
Yeah.
About me, again, 14, 15 years old, a party. I just suddenly blacked out from about 7 o'clock until about 10 o'clock the next day, and had to piece together, you know, like you usually do, piece together. But I don't know what I'd done. Apparently the last sight of me was I'd put on Linda's dad's shoes, which were like about 3 times bigger than my own feet because I'm size 3, and his so I'd put on that. I'd done my little glasses thing. I was obviously, I could, yeah, piecing it together, I was like, okay, it looks like I'd gone, I want to go down Sammy's, but obviously I was too drunk to ask anyone else to come. So I put them on, don't know why, shuffled down the road with some, again, with my little thin glasses, stumbled in there, was seen on the CCTV, stumbling in with some these massive, like, fucking clown trainers. And then I was gone for the rest of the night. So I don't know what... if anybody knows from Louth what happened to me on that night and why I was down a packed club with these massive dad trainers on and what was going, please. It's always stuck in my head. There was a similar night to that, actually, when we were jumping on Linda's mum and dad's bed quite drunk. And Linda, do you know those like things from Thailand that are like a scroll that's like made of wood and it kind of folds out? That had kind of unraveled itself on the bed while we were jumping on it. And then I think I jumped on it and it snapped and a big bit of wood was then sticking up. And then Linda did a big old jump and impaled her foot on the on the Thailand scroll. And then was bleeding quite a lot.
Yeah.
There you go. Here's some. That's the thing. The memories are coming back now. It's bleeding quite a lot. We put her in the bath.
Is that what helped?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of blood, so it needs to go somewhere. So she was still having a drink in the bath while we were like, yeah, like party, like with the with the scroll like impaled free,
hanging out of her foot like that.
Yeah. Like tried to bandage her up. I think then we carried her to the A&E and I remember them trying to sew up her foot and but because I was so like pissed, I was like really, I was so fascinated by the stitches that I was like a centimetre away from while they were doing it. And they're all just like, oh, you okay? And I was like, oh, I'm just interested in them. You know, medical stuff.
Accidentally like, sewing your eyelid to the bottom of her foot because she was so close.
I took my friend to hospital once when we were really drunk, and I can't remember. He had really bad stomach pains, and in the end, I said, "We're just going to have to take you to A&E. We're just going to have to get you to A&E." So we went, and then I found a wheelchair in A&E. Of course, I did for myself. I was like, woo! And then he was taken into one of those little consulting rooms, and the doctor was chatting to him, and he said he just kept seeing me. Go past. No, I don't know why, but all I kept saying was driving Miss Daisy. let's have some fried tomatoes. And he just kept hearing this and see him every now and then. Just
going back and forth.
All about that until you said that about Linda and the scroll.
And the scroll, yeah.
there you go.
That's such a good story.
Probably why you've got a labral tear in your shoulder and everything from wheeling.
You're just trying to provide some entertainment.
I just try my best. And sometimes it just falls on deaf ears. And there I am in the press gang talking to a corpse. We have to give a shout out to our Patreon as well, don't we, Lou? We have a Patreon page, Poppy, and we've got lovely, I'm going to pronounce her name right, Shan Almafudi.
Yeah.
There we go. Good old Shan.
Thanks, Shan.
Do you think
Shan's ever worn her mate's dad's shoes and taken herself down the cobblers?
She probably has, to be fair. Try them out.
Yeah.
If you've got size 3 feet, go for
How
a size.
How tall are you then, Poppy?
I'm 5'5".
Lovely little feet.
Little Barbie feet.
Like little Kinder eggs.
Kinder eggs.
Probably fit in these. This for the listeners. I'm holding up a tiny Wellington boot shot glass.
Can you send me them? I need them.
Okay.
Are they see-through as well? That's
they're glass. They're glass.
Also, you
can fit in there.
I bet you always get the best shoes in the sales, don't you? Because there's always a three that's left, isn't there?
You know,
and you get really good bargains.
Do you get? I've got smallish feet, so I buy kids' shoes. I bet you because they're cheaper, aren't they? So you can. Do you get kids' shoes?
I think I was just trying to look for my shoes then. I think
they're so small you can't find them.
I know. I used to do ballet for a while as well, so all my toes are like broken and stuff like that. So I've tiny, fucked up feet. That's my thing.
You're like a geisha.
Yeah, she is.
I am.
Yeah, geisha with a scroll in your foot.
Yes.
Like, to punish yourself. Through.
Yeah, actually, you didn't jump on the scroll because of your tiny feet. Linda, big old feet, were just...
Taking after a dad, yeah.
Taking everything out in the bedroom.
what's that flapping sound? Oh, don't worry, it's Linda coming with her massive, massive flipper feet.
Move the scrolls.
Oh my god, I have another story that I was going to tell you earlier, but it's so bad. That's the thing is, like, I'm really trying to be careful because I traumatized that other podcast so much that we had to record it again. So this is why I have a fear.
Holding back. Yes,
like it traumatized them. We went to a house party in London when we were about 16 or something like that. We'd never been to a house party in London before. Really intimidated, really trying to be cool, right? So we'd got there and, you know, we were drinking and stuff like that. You know, got really quite drunk just before we went to, you know, we were like, oh, should we go to bed? Because we're just a bit like, these people are all too cool. Me, my friend Peter, let's just go to bed. But just before we went to bed, decided to take a lot of MDMA just before she went to sleep, which is a normal cool thing to do. Peter, my friend, to give a bit of backstory, like, but about a few weeks earlier, we were down Co-op in Louth. And I felt a smack on my ass, right?
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my God. So I was with Peter. We were trying to buy some fish fingers for lunch. Felt a slap on my ass. And I turned around and I was like, Peter, you dick. And I punched him.
Ooh.
And then it just turns out my mum had just done that and was there and was laughing about it. So I was like, okay, that was my mum. So I punched Peter for no reason there because I thought he'd slap my ass. So bear in mind, this is a few weeks later. Right. I was in the bed. He's in the middle. So I went to sleep, right? Just had her MDMA, normal.
Just before bed as well. I mean, perfect timing.
Me on the end, as at this cool London party, just going to sleep at a reasonable time. and I had a dream that I was at Glastonbury Festival, which I had been, like, you know, previously in the year. And there was this woman that I saw at it, who I did see in real life. Selling magic mushrooms, right? So in my dream, I was talking to her and I was like, oh yeah, Glastonbury Festival. Yeah, I would like some mushrooms. And then suddenly she started to finger me in the dream, right? Mm. I could see the worry on the face already. And
in the cobbles.
Like, yeah, in the cobbles in my pants. And I was like, oh, this is quite a saucy dream. My dreams don't usually go from like 0 to 100 like that. And I was like, okay. And then I woke up and I was like, there's something down my pants, right? So I was like, oh my fucking God. And I turned around to Peter and I punched him again. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing like that? And then he was like, I'm not doing anything. And I was like, oh, what? And I followed the hand and I followed it over Peter. And it was, and she was high as a kite, like going, I don't know what I'm doing, like crying. And I was like, oh my God. And she was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I was like, it's okay. And then 2 days later, we must have just blanked it out because we were on the escalator in London going up. And I just turned around to her and went, did you finger me 2 nights ago? And she was like, can we just never talk about that again? And I was like...
I just love everything about her going to bed, like the three of you in at the cool party, lying in the bed, and just Peter just constantly getting blamed for everything. I bet he got blamed for the scroll. You left the scroll on the bed, didn't you?
Yeah, probably Peter's fault.
Everything's
Peter's. Even though I definitely caused that scroll to, like, because I remember it when I jumped on it, instantly sprang upwards and there was a major spike, and then it was like slow motion watching Linda being like, yeah, go from happiness to like, ah, like her foot impaled on it. But yeah, a lot of blood.
Lou, should we do Poppy's cocktail? What the fuck is gonna go in that?
I don't know.
What the fuck is gonna go in there?
I wanna call it a finger of hypnol. A finger of fudge. Wow.
Cobbles and the, what was the other, what were the boobs? The Heaths. Hubbard's Hillsteads, and the ice are the cobbles.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we could have it green. What's that green?
Creme
de menthe.
Creme de menthe in there.
For the hills.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
And then we could put the rest of this butterscotch liqueur in it.
Everything in it, like it's one of the punches before you went. Oh, I love the fact it's punch as well. Like, you know, you and Linda would make all the punch before you went out.
Yeah.
Pete's punch. Pete's punch.
There you go.
Yeah.
Pete's fault.
So it's all Pete's fault.
I like Hubbard's Hillstead. Yeah. With ice, creme de menthe. Yeah. What else can you have with it? A bit of apple juice. I don't know why. Just that just came to my mind. I thought that might mix nicely with it.
Top it off with a bit of baby sham. Baby sham.
Yes. And a bit of cream on the top.
There you go. It's expensive,
doesn't it?
Yeah. But there you go.
I'd drink it. Yeah.
Of course you fucking would. Poppy, I have our penultimate question for you.
Sure.
Okay. looking forward to this. Poppy, so you've got in front of you a spittoon, okay, and it's got the shrapnel and the dregs that somebody else has spat into it.
Mm-hmm.
Whose spittoon would you drink?
Surely it's Toke Dodge. I mean,
Any of the Dodge family. You don't. You mean someone I fancy?
Anybody.
Just someone I think's clean.
That's what somebody has done. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. What your instinct goes with.
So we've had, for example, we've had the Queen. We've had Ken Bruce. We've had...
Debbie Harry.
So there's... Jake Gyllenhaal, but you can have anybody, really.
I might have a Britpop themed one. Okay. So I'll have all the members of Blur, some suede spit in there.
Okay.
Long Pigs. I quite like the Long Pigs. I think they've disbanded now. Bit of Oasis.
Yeah.
They're just all passing it round and they're just, you know, it gets to me and I'm like, oh, you know what? Down it.
Yeah. Down it.
You've got a bit of Liam in there, a bit of Noel, all of them in there.
Yeah.
And they're all getting on with each other at party and I'm just watching over it. Elastica. Yeah. I liked Elastica.
Yeah.
Why not? Manic Street Preachers.
Oh, a bit of that in there. Yeah.
It's going to be a very full spittoon.
I'm just basically drinking loads of middle-aged men's spit or...
Yeah. But you're loving it. So that's the main
thing. I'm loving it. Yeah. Singing a bit of Park Life and taking a swig.
Not sharing any with Linda.
No, whilst drinking all these middle-aged men's spit whilst wearing Linda's dad's shoes.
Yes. Or wearing Liam's shoes if they're as big as Linda's dad's. You never know.
I'll look it up, yeah.
Yeah, do. Sally.
Yes, Lou, what are you going to ask me? Is it a spit or a swallow?
Yeah.
What, my whole episode? Spit. Please.
Mine's gone a little bit curdled. And
you mean this? Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna try a bit of the butterscotch schnapps on its own because I'm curious. I think I put too much of the Baileys in. Maybe I'll go.
I quite like it.
Okay.
It's warming, isn't it? Oh, I like that. Nice. Because you know schnapps is sometimes a bit, I don't think bitter's the right word. Sometimes it's a bit like that schnapps, but it's lovely because it warms. But that's, it's a liqueur, butterscotch liqueur. Okay, I'm gonna say it's a spit from me. I apologize. The episode is definitely a swallow, but the drink is a spit.
I have to say the fact that I have left most of it, and it's very rare for us. But I think it's definitely I'm spitting the cum out. That's what I'm
doing. Do you know what? Maybe this is the perfect drink. I mean, it's the perfect drink for your podcast.
Yeah, so it really is. It really is. To
someone jizzing in your mouth, but you're rejecting the cum that I've given you.
Yeah.
But do you know what, though? If I was drinking that after a night at Sammy's with a little trip into Cobbles and back to Sammy's, you know, and that, I think I'd probably, like, I'd have that definitely. I'd be swallowing more than one of those.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Perhaps if we should, what we could do is a live record of this podcast at Sammy's. Yeah. And we can meet all the characters. We could get Toke and Linda and Pete.
Poppy.
Yeah.
Poppy. I tell you what, this has been an absolute joy. Yeah. Thank you for introducing us to your world. And I hope we meet again very soon and drink in real life. Please.
Oh, me too.
Thank you.
And the same goes from me as well. You've been great fun. Thank you so much for sharing your stories.
I've loved it. Thanks, been great. Guys.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34@gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast.
Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Your work technology should help your organization run better. Monday.com is an intuitive platform designed to help teams of all sizes work better together and maximize results. With Monday.com, you can easily customize your workflows to fit your team's exact needs and create automated updates to keep everyone up to speed in real time. Experience the power of a single platform that replaces your costly tech toolbox and the headache that comes with it. To start your 14-day free trial, go to monday.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast, or email us at Spit or Swallow Podcast 34, that's the numbers 34, at gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!